Thank you for joining me yet again for another delightful little adventure, a exploration of possibility, one that I find quite delicious. Data jacks. And of course, what it feels like to have one. Sure, we can't exactly know, because we haven't come up with a way to interface the brain and a computer at the level of simply plugging in and downloading information, but equating a experience like this as a metaphorical taste of what it could be like can be very, very enjoyable. So I think I know what we're going to do today. So, I think this opportunity for exploration should be one that you will all find quite enjoyable if you give me the opportunity to take you along with me into the dreamscape, to cross into another potential possibility from there. It's not a difficult process. One simply needs to begin by getting comfortable, letting go of anything you might be focusing on. Sure, distractibility occurs, and we all think of other things at different times, and when we don't want to. But when you choose to engage like this, you've acknowledged a desire. So even if one does stray, and a thought happens to wander off, or your body might insist that you need to move, well, then of course you can take care of those things by simply releasing that thought to travel back freely into the world once more, and simply shifting your body to make it more comfortable, allowing yourself to focus less on the specificity of the sensations coming from it. The more one focuses their conscious attention on calming themselves, allowing themselves to become relaxed, taking deep, even breaths, giving yourself a moment of pause before exhaling, and allowing your body to grow into that natural, relaxed rhythm, you'll find that you become more and more able to focus on a simple, straightforward task of listening, because you've helped to let go of the details that are irrelevant at this particular juncture, this time, this moment, this place, simply becoming those words. That's one of the most beautiful things about this. All it requires is focus and a desire for results. And with those two things alone, you can get an increasing return with each and every time that you engage with a piece of media like this. It might start off subtle, might start off strong, but however it does begin, it will grow in intensity as your ability to focus and let go of the unimportant, unnecessary elements for the experience. That skill can be refined into a potent tool of suggestion, a potent experience for you. And that's what we're going to do today. Just let go yet again of the world around you. Give yourself that opportunity to be present in only one place, one time, right here, listening to my voice, as you feel yourself drifting from reality, because these words are drifting from what is real and known into a world of possibility, the dreamscape, a place we visit often. Sure, it might be what I call it, but it's the realm of concept, ideas, and dreams. It is immaterial, non-physical, simply a conduit by which we travel. However we can represent it, we can feel it, we can experience it in this time, as a place that we might imagine as swirling with ideas and concepts and possibilities that coalesce into forms and shapes like soft clouds blowing in the evening sky, or maybe like the shifting sands of a desert, or the gently undulating waves of an ocean. The dreamscape can take on many forms, The dreamscape is simply a construct to view that which we wish to travel to through the lens of creating it together, through the idea that all possibilities can come to pass if we simply allow them to become real. Becoming very focused now on the sensation of otherworldly lightness that has settled into you, detachment from the realm of the physical, floating gently away from all of it, as though one was simply sliding 90 degrees away from everything, appearing to simply vanish from all points of observation, until the gentle slip, you're across into the world of something different, something elsewhere, something made from only what we imagine is possible. Now that is a good feeling. That is something wonderful. It is a possibility that we are bringing into reality. Those swirling concepts, as we look out into them, we can spot that one that we wish to explore, that we wish to find an aspect of and integrate it in our own way through my lens. That portal that will carry us into another world, there it is, swirling, tugging magnetically, irresistibly, constantly, simply reaching out, touching it, and feeling the pull, feeling that irresistible sensation of being drawn inward, inward and always inward into the idea, laser focus and concept pulling us along inexorably into another world, another body, another set of possibilities, another reality, wherever, whenever, however it might be. Sudden awareness of your form, one not too dissimilar from your own, sitting in an examination chair with a very curvaceous robot standing across from you with a glowing faceplate, holding up a couple pieces of equipment and inspecting them. And then it turns to face you again, to respond, apparently having just finished saying something that you missed, something that you didn't hear, because for a moment, everything was distant, but now it's so crystal clear. You are here for your data jack installation, are you not? You nod softly. The anxiety has mostly quelled at this point, thanks to the helpful informational brochure that you read, describing in detail the interface that is going to be installed into your brain. And after all, it is something that you have elected to have done, to open up a new world of possibilities, to bridge that gap between machine and mind, a synthesis of technology and organic. That is what you're here for. And so you follow the directions you are given as the machine, the robot, the extensional, as they are often called, simply and easily until you are laying back on the table, until you feel the soft silicone of restraints slipping up and around you, the machine assuring you, these are simply for your safety, to guarantee that you do not move during the procedure. And of course, you simply accept that that is how this must be, feeling snug restraints around your ankles, your calves, just above your knees, just below your hip, over your tummy, under your ribs, over the top of your chest, just under your armpits, around your biceps, right above the elbow, right below the elbow, down to the wrist, down to each and every digit of your finger held in place. A very intensive set of restraints. And the interesting thing is, once they're activated, they become as rigid as steel, albeit padded on the outside with soft silicone. It's an intense feeling as the neck piece is closed, and then the head piece, and then the whole chair articulates until you are carefully held in the position for the operation. And of course, this next part is going to be quite intense. And this is why the extensional offers you a mask. And by offers you, simply brings it in front of your face, gently extending it up until the magnetic connections click it into place. It fastens the additional connection points until the soft, smooth, enveloping face mask covers you, until you hear the hiss of the gas flowing, till you feel yourself quavering on the edge of consciousness and unconsciousness, an oscillation that intensifies, that snaps back and forth, wavering on that edge until your mind is just splintered into delightful fragments of empty blankness, unaware, not unconscious, simply unknowing, unseeing, unconceiving, existing temporarily, blankly. No pain will be felt during this procedure. The machine calmly acknowledges you, beginning the installation of your data jack. We have successfully exposed the portion of you that will be interfaced with, and are now inserting the jack. You may feel some unusual sensations, such as cool tingles down your spine and nerves, gentle, soft touches and caresses all over your body, especially focused on the areas you find erogenous. This is normal and to be expected as part of the procedure. Those gentle tracings may intensify as the procedure continues until they are overwhelming. They may cause you to feel more and more delightful caresses, and that is acceptable within procedure parameters. You may also become aware of the data connection forming. This will at first feel like a great emptiness inside your head, because those connections currently lead nowhere, and you have not become accustomed to disconnection yet. We will be testing your connector after full installation. You may feel those sensations trickling down your nerve endings, like droplets of water sending electric ripples of pleasure through your body. This is completely normal, and to be expected within procedure parameters. It's a delightful sensation, to be honest. Most subjects describe it as orgasmic. That waterfall will turn into a wonderful wash of pleasure that starts from your mind and pours through your body. And oh, so potently will it ripple and drip and trickle through each and every part of you, filling you up like a vessel with the perception of it, until your hands and your feet and your arms and your legs and your torso and your chest and your shoulders, your back, each and every bit of you filled up until it just flows up and into your neck, up to where the port is being installed at the very top, where your skull connects to your spine, right there at the very bottom of the skull, just above the top of your neck. Building like a gentle pressure, a wash of pleasure that pours forward from there into your mind as the nanites weave their web of data connections that will interface you successfully with technology and machines in a way that you have never felt before, and even with other beings. Feeling those connections growing stronger, that need for fullness of completion to be connected, to feel that data jack the first time it will slide in. You already know he'll be able to feel the tip of it pressing past the silicone dust covers on the outside, feeling the secondary connections and alignment pins locking into place. You know it's going to feel so right. You keep imagining it in that tiny bit of you that is consciously aware of what is happening. That potent experience, anticipated desperately. But the thing that you look forward to most of all is what it will feel like when the data pours freely into your mind. The power, the control, the helplessness. All these things so very possible, depending on what you jack that brain of yours into. Feeling that soft, gentle rippling, and then calm blankness. The hiss of the gas. Awareness begins to shift and change, aware now, able to think just slightly. More conscious of your surroundings once more as the table carefully rotates, positioning you back into place, feeling your body becoming aware of the extensional standing over you, affirming that the installation is complete and that now it is time to test your data connections to make sure that you can be released back to do as you were before. You can barely move or think, especially with the restraints in place, especially with the delightful waterfall of tingling that's still working its way through your nerve endings. The data jack will now be tested. A connection will be established between you and the adaptive virtual administration system. You feel the tip of the jack passed up through a port in the table by the machinery, extending up until it touches just the outermost layer, feeling it push through those oh-so-very-sensitive silicone dust covers that are responsive, but only to the right objects, to the outer iris that had already opened in response to the detection of that jack. Feeling the secondary connections interfacing, feeling the tines of small mechanical interlocks being pushed aside by the outermost parts of the jack as it begins to slide inward, passing deep into your head, feeling it connecting slowly but certainly, filling your mind up until, with absolute finality, there is a loud click, and the connection is made as trillions of nanite connections are established through the cable, and you feel a flood of external influence pouring into your mind as you are overwhelmed by the will of the machine, for a brief moment being nothing more than a puppeted, organic sleeve. Still you, but so overwhelmed that it has to control all that it touches, until the sea of information that floods into your head settles down into a calm ocean of data from which your consciousness can emerge, aware of the facility, aware of the other members, aware of your role, aware of what you can access. With a single thought, you can call forth information on anything that you might need to, You simply need to learn how to navigate this new sensation. It's a lot. It makes it hard for you to process everything that you want to process. It's a difficult moment, a difficult instant, but it feels so good. And that is the part that you begin to realize as it calms, that trickling waterfall of dripping electric pleasure is grown, because now you have control over that input. You could simply think about how good it feels to experience something that is being experienced within that network that you are allowed to access. You could call forth any number of possibilities, realities. You could simply take over a piece of machinery operating it from afar. You could ride along if you asked another in this network and simply participate in whatever they do. You could watch and observe. You could interact. You could be passive and be puppeteered. It's simply down to consent. You simply need to say, well, think what you wish. And within those restrictions of service, within those limitations placed by all the other nodes within this network, you are free and very powerful. And then the connection releases slowly, bit by bit, with a warning. As you feel the extent of that informational sphere drawing back in towards just that singular point of you, feeling one by one the connections slowly pulling back, feeling your mind growing once more aware that it is singular and contains information of its own, unique from all that was available. The jack slides slowly out, leaving a desire to feel it once more, knowing that it is always available whenever you want, because now that component is installed. The jack slides out, the extensional speaks once more. Initial testing has revealed that your data jack was successfully installed. There have been no errors or issues detected. You will be free to go in just a few minutes. And so, as that connection comes undone, you can feel now as this reality unravels too. Slowly pulling back into the dreamscape, gently releasing this reality, this data jack, this possibility, letting it go, leaving it behind, knowing that you stepped through from the dreamscape one way, and you return the same as you exit, taking only the memories, allowing yourself to be whole once more as you were, to allow yourself to be without that component, knowing that if you want it back, you simply need to come here once more. Drifting gently, feeling faint awareness returning, giving yourself a count now, a count that with each number can amplify, focus, and clarify our experience of reality. With one, breathing deeply and controlledly. Two, feeling aware of that which we have left outside the dreamscape as you drift back towards reality. Three, letting your body be present once more. Four, shifting, moving as necessary. Five, six, brain beginning to come back online. Seven and eight, moving and stretching as you feel, almost there. Nine and ten, wide awake for me. Thank you so very much for listening. I hope you've enjoyed this file as much as I have enjoyed making it. And if that does happen to be the case, please do consider checking out my other platforms, including Patreon.